IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
How could President Trump's threats impact on Hamas and the second phase of the hostage deal? Well, joining us on the line, we welcome Kenneth Mokgatle, a political analyst and researcher. Kenneth, good afternoon to you. Thanks, as always, for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon to you, Mike, and to the listeners. Oh, thanks for having me.
No, always great to have you on board, Kenneth. So, yes, given the recent developments regarding the hostage deal, and of course, we've seen during the course of the week that President Trump now, he's really putting his foot down and his patience is wearing thin. And Marco Rubio, the special envoy to the Middle East, has made it clear, to quote him, he says, when Trump says something, he now means it. He means it now. Enough is enough. What do you make of President Trump's warning? I'd rather put it as a warning than threat. He's really warning Hamas to, you know, like that. This is it. Hand over the hostages. Enough is enough. And let's end this war once and for all. What can we see? Can we really see something definitive happening at this point in time?
I think now what should happen is that Hamas should try and be faithful to the negotiation deals between them and Israel, and release all hostages as President Donald Trump is demanding or instructing. So this is the first time, I mean, it's historic. Since 1997, the U.S. is directly now speaking to Hamas, which shows the seriousness or sensitive of the situation at the moment, because they are saying release all hostages that you've kept there in Gaza. And Hamas have not been doing that for quite some time. And now President Donald Trump and the Trump administration, the entire of it, they've run out of patience. And this is the second warning, because we know that before he could ascend into White House, he also launched the first warning where he said that hell will break loose if Hamas, if the war did not come to an end, if the hostages wouldn't be released before the 20th of January. So now this is the second warning, and if Hamas is not going to abide by the deal that was reached, and then I think we are going to see America taking further steps against Hamas, because this has been now the longest time, and we know that the objective or the intention of President Donald Trump is to try and stabilize the regions where there have been conflict. We know how he handled the situation between Ukraine and Russia. He does not want to see this conflict continuing. That's his end goal.
Kenneth, Hamas has sent a delegation over to the United States to, you know, negotiate with key U.S. figures, and of course, the president. Do you think now that this is really a telling point, that they really have got that they've really got the message now? This is it. Hand them over now. Or do you think that Hamas could still get up to its usual shenanigans, as we put it?
So what they want to do, they don't want to commit to a long-term peace and stability in the region. So they want to continue causing chaos. And they realize now that Joe Biden's approach is very much different from President Donald Trump's approach, and he does not mince his words. So I think at the moment, because they know that they are not in a good military position to can launch a military campaign against Israel, they are in a very bad space at the moment, and what they will do is trying to dilly-dally, trying to buy some time while they still try to regroup. But I don't think they will further do that after the warning. I think they will abide by it, and they will release all hostages to try and avoid a very cumbersome situation that would prevail if they are not going to do as President Trump has advised them to do.
So, Kenneth, do you think now that there will be no impact on any hostage negotiations going forward, given these developments?
I think we'll know in few days as to what will happen regarding the next stage of the deal, how many hostages are going to be released and when are they going to be released. But as far as I'm thinking, I think Hamas is in the corner now, and I think they have to release all hostages that have been kept in Gaza for over a year now. So I don't think they have any other option, because even Iran do not have the kind of energy they had after the 7th of October. So now they have kept quiet, and you also have got Hezbollah, which is not in a good shape too. So I don't think they are in a good shape to can continue fighting the IDF. Indeed. So I think they will surrender. They are trying to buy time, and I don't think the people in Palestine, also in Palestinian territories, I don't think they have got the energy to continue living in a war zone as they have experienced in the past months. So they are tired now, and what they want to see is the reconstruction of Gaza and nothing else.
Indeed, Kenneth, it's time now. Bring them home. Let's end the war. Kenneth Mokgatle, political analyst and researcher. Always, Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us your thoughts as to where the situation stands now regarding the war in Gaza and Hamas's attitude towards it. Certainly, this seems to be a turning point. We hope for the best. We have to bring all the hostages home now, and the war must end. Kenneth Mokgatle, political analyst and researcher.